Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and today is Cybertruck Event Day. It's a very, very exciting day. They finally delivered the Cybertruck. We got information on specs. We got some information on pricing, although we'll go through that in just a moment. Here's how the show's going to go down today. We are going to cover the delivery event. Then we are going to talk about some of the news around the Cybertruck that came out after the delivery event. We're going to talk about some of Cybertruck's accessories, and then we're going to break down price and specs to end out the show. And I'm sure many of you have already seen this, and this is probably a recap, but yeah, it's a good event. I initially thought about, doing this episode immediately after the Cybertruck launched. However, I felt like, or not launched, but was delivered after the event was through, and I felt like what would end up happening is that I would miss some things. So I waited till later in the evening. It is now 11 o'clock at night on Thursday, the 30th of November. And you know, in all reality, I wasn't at the event. I did not get a plus one. So in all reality, I have to go by what other people are seeing on the ground who are actually at the event. So the overall goal for waiting was to get you as much up-to-date information as I could. So with that said, let's go ahead and listen to Elon's opening statement.
It's very rare that a product comes along that is seemingly impossible, that people said was impossible, that experts said was impossible. And this is one of those times. We have a car here that experts said was impossible, that experts said would never be made, that it really is the most... I think it's our best product. I think it's the most unique thing on the road. And so what we have here is something that is a better truck than a truck, while also being a better sports car than a sports car, in the same package. So, first of all, they talk about how, trucks are tough. That's one of the defining characteristics of a truck. So how tough is this truck? Let's find out. So we actually had to come up with a special, ultra-strong, Tesla-designed steel alloy. So this alloy, this metal did not exist before. We needed something that you could actually manufacture, but that would be have basically no corrosion, that didn't need paint, but you can still make it in volume. And part of the reason that it has this angular shape is you can't actually stamp these body panels. The body panels would break the stamping machine. So, and I should say also, because of the steel exoskeleton, it actually has more torsional rigidity than a sports car. It has more torsional stiffness than a McLaren P1. So, that's a big deal.
All right. He talks again about the steel alloy that Tesla's using, breaking the stamp, a lot of the reason why the Cybertruck is the shape that it is. They did throw a steel ball at the Cybertruck window, and it did not break this time. They threw it twice, and it didn't break, so that's great. Next up, Elon is going to talk about the glass for the Cybertruck. If you remember, when they first announced it, I believe, if I'm right, feel like I'm right, they announced that the glass would be bulletproof, and we're going to find out, is that true in this instance, or is it not true?
You don't have to worry about like rocks hitting the glass and cracking the glass. This glass is basically rock-proof. It also makes the car very quiet. So it's the thing that you'll appreciate when you drive the car is that is how smooth and quiet it is. It doesn't feel like a normal truck. It's smooth as silk and silent when you drive it. In terms of toughness. And then things like rollover, because the center of gravity is so low, it doesn't roll over. And if you're ever in an argument with another car, you will win.
He started off by saying that the glass is rock-proof. Now, I'm going to assume that it's not bulletproof, because otherwise they would have said that it was. You know, with a windscreen as big as the Cybertruck's is, rock proof is welcome. Well, that remains to be seen if it really is. Like, how strong is it really? I would imagine that it's not cheap to replace that windscreen. It's not cheap to replace it in my Tesla for sure. They talked a little bit about the Cybertruck not, because it's the low center of gravity, it's not getting to roll over. They showed some crash test footage. I would have liked to seen a little bit more of that. There's a whole set of clips where they're shooting the body of the Cybertruck, not the windows, because the windows were rolled down, but the actual body of the Cybertruck with guns, and it wasn't piercing the stainless steel panels. It's also arrowproof, as we learned with the Joe Rogan podcast. And then Elon finished the segment out with the finest in apocalypse technology, which was funny. But really, I don't think we're anywhere close to an apocalypse at this point in time in our history. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that. But, you know, it is interesting. I want to see how many people get this vehicle and start shooting it, or how many people will just shoot at it for fun. You know, that's going to happen at some point in time. You know, people that don't own the car, like you're just driving by and some rando shoots at the car just to see if it'll go through, that kind of thing. Okay. Next up, Elon is going to talk about the actual utility of the Cybertruck. Is it useful?
Now, what about utility? So strength is great, but is this a, you know, perhaps just a show truck, just a, you know, a showpiece, or can it do actual work? How does it work as a real everyday truck? Well, here we have the future towing the future. So, if you can fit any cargo in the trunk or in the bed, you can basically move it around. So it's got over a ton of payload capability, but you could really put more than that in it. You can tow over 11,000 pounds. And it's got a super tough composite bed, no liner needed. The bed is 6 foot long, 4 foot wide, and you can fit four by eight pieces of plywood in with the back down.
So, like we talked about before, we're looking at a payload of about 2,500 pounds. Elon says you can put more in it. I'm willing to bet if you drop 3,000 pounds in the bed of that truck and you ruined your air suspension, Tesla's not going to warranty it. But who am I? Maybe I'm wrong. 11,000 pounds of towing. We're going to get more on that a little bit later when we talk about specs. The bed is 6 feet by 4 feet with a composite, a really strong composite body. And then they talked about feats of strength. And honestly, I skipped that. I'm not going to make you listen to something that is largely visual. But it was basically like a 40,000-pound tractor pole or truck pole. And they tested four vehicles, F-150 Lightning, R1T, F-350, and the Cybertruck. The F-150 Lightning went 207 feet. So it pulled this 40,000-ton weight, basically, 207 feet. And then the R1T made it 257 feet. The F-350, which is a diesel, made it 263 feet, which, you know, R1T did pretty good on that. The F-350 is 263 feet, and the Cybertruck made it 318 feet, which is pretty, pretty good. Next up, we're going to hear about performance. And there is a part in this where they did a drag race between the Cybertruck and a Porsche 911. I cut that part out because I don't think it's all that interesting, but we'll come back and talk about it here in just a moment.
So this, I should say, it has an adaptive air suspension. So no matter what the load is, it can set the ride height at any, at low, high, anything. It'll automatically adjust the damping according to how much load it's carrying and the road conditions. It has a 17-inch ground clearance. That's a true 17 inches. Typically with a truck, you'll get the differential hanging down low, the rear differential, and that's what you'll high side on a rock. But this has a completely flat bed, so you could drive over basically anything. We actually took the Cybertruck on a Baja rally drive. So this is insane off-road capability. It has locking differentials, rear torque vectoring, and the crazy thing is they'll do this all in comfort. It has steer-by-wire, which is, it's one of the things where most people don't know what that means, but it's how modern jets are designed, the steer-by-wire, which gives you variable gain. So if you turn the wheel the steering yoke a small amount in the parking lot, it will turn the wheels a lot. But if you turn it on a highway, it turns the wheels a small amount. So it dynamically adjusts how much the wheels turn according to what your speed is. And this actually makes it very easy to drive. It has a turning circle less than a Model S. So this thing can practically turn it, rotate on a dime, basically. It has incredible low-speed maneuverability. And then there's a lot of advanced details under the skin. It's the first time that a car is moving to a 48-volt low-voltage architecture from 12 volts, which has been around for 100 years. We have Ethernet comms, distributed controllers, allows for 70% less wire in the car. And it's really, the internals are as advanced as the externals. It's a whole new step change in the technology.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We talked again, or Elon talked again, about the air suspension, steer-by-wire, which is something we knew was going to be in the car. You talked about that in the past. It's got a really tight turning radius, a 0.335 drag coefficient, 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds, 48-volt battery system, which allows them to shrink down their wiring harness. It's lighter. It's more cost-efficient. This is something Elon talked about earlier this year, so I won't belabor you with that as we go forward here. And that's all I have for clips. The delivery event was about 20 minutes. They started late. Elon was in a good mood. He, you know, hugged all the people who received their vehicles. There was 10 people that received their vehicles. Gave them all hugs. He was very kind to all of them, which you would expect when they're buying a very expensive vehicle. But I like that Tesla does this. I like that they do these delivery events because it throws back to when, you know, everybody thought that they were going to fail and they released the Model S. I think they did this as well with the Roadster. But and they've done it with other cars since then. But it's just a really nice way to show your appreciation for the people who buy your vehicles and to say thank you. Like, I'm never going to be in a position where I can be at one of these events and receive a car directly from Elon. But it's nice to see that other people are, you know, in that position and able to do that. And, you know, I hope they're enjoying their vehicle today. I hope they put hundreds and hundreds of miles on it just today. All right, let's talk about some of the news that has come out about the Cybertruck. It's not a lot. Let's see here. Tesla gave attendees tours of the Cybertruck production line. I don't know anyway if this was for everybody that was at the event or just VIPs, but there are a lot of videos on Twitter if you're interested in such things. And then I got an email for reservation holders of the Cybertruck saying Cybertruck is here. Oh, I got really excited. Cybertruck is here. Of course it is. I just watched the event. Am I going to get to configure my Cybertruck? No. It says Cybertruck is here, and your reservation is in the queue. While you await delivery of your Cybertruck, get $1,000 off a lease or a purchase price of a new Tesla. Place your order by December 31st to qualify. This isn't exactly reassuring that the production ramp for the Cybertruck is going to be smooth and short. Honestly, I was like, that's nice. I'm not going to buy another Tesla because I already bought one from you. And you know that because you're using the same email address. But whatever. You do you, Tesla. You figure out whatever you got to do. Now, there are some accessories for the Cybertruck. It's nice that Tesla has these out for these new owners, the 10 new owners to buy. You have Cybertruck Base Camp. That is a tent that fits in the back of the truck. It also folds up and is stored in a really nice storage box that is mounted in the back of the truck. And it's a good looking tent. It's $2,975, though. Not sure that any tent is worth $2,975, but I'm not a very sophisticated person. I don't know. Then you have the Cybertruck paint film wrap. And This is actually pretty cool. You can get a white wrap or a black wrap. Both of them look very nice. I'm a little bit more drawn to the white wrap myself. But if you wanted to get your Cybertruck wrapped, it would be $6,500. So from what I understand, that's actually not too bad of a price. If you want a spare tire, that's going to cost you an extra $1,250 for your Cybertruck, and that is mounted in the bed. And then you have, you know, a wide variety of interior liners, like for carpet liners and things like that. You got trays and storage bins that you can get. They also have the Cybertruck satin clear paint film. So if you want the stainless steel look, but you want to add a little bit of protection, for $5,000, you can get that. They have ramps, and they even have a nice little Cybertruck decal of when Franz originally threw the steel ball at the Cybertruck window and it broke. They have a decal that you can put on your window if you'd like to do that. Not sure why you would, but if you would. One of the things that I mentioned when I was going over the delivery event was Franz threw a steel ball at the window. It turns out, I just read this, it wasn't a steel ball at all. It was actually a baseball. So it wasn't even the same demonstration. They used a baseball instead of a steel ball. I'm not quite sure that is apples to apples, and it seems like that's a little gimmicky. I did think it was weird because when he threw the ball at the glass, you didn't really hear it hit like you did in the original Cybertruck unveil event. And then also the ball bounced really far back, and I was like, that is really weird. But I just assumed that Tesla was going to do the exact same test that they did on stage 4 years ago. But I was wrong. They used a baseball, and I'm not even sure if I threw a baseball at my Tesla, at my Model 3 or my Model Y window. I'm not even sure it would break the window. It might eventually. And then as far as accessories for the vault, there's all sorts of stuff that you can get for the vault in terms of dividers and track hooks and tie downs and things like that. And, you know, some of them are kind of expensive. Some of them are probably reasonably priced. If you wanted to get snow chains for your tires, it would be $345. But, you know, the important thing is if you're one of these lucky people that got to take delivery of a pickup truck today, you could have, you know, if you wanted to go camping, I don't know why you would, it's wintertime, but if you wanted to go camping in the wintertime, you could absolutely do that with the Base Camp tent, and it's only $2,900. Seems like a real reasonable price, he said sarcastically. All right, let's move on to the specs, and we're going to talk pricing here in just a moment, but let's jump into the specs of the Cybertruck. What changed? Did we get what we were promised? Not exactly. So I'm going to give you the original specs, or the original what was promised 4 years ago and what we got. So 3 years ago, we were promised the single motor rear wheel drive version, a dual motor all wheel drive, and a tri-motor all wheel drive. What we got was a rear wheel drive version, all wheel drive version, and a Cyber Beast, which is a great name. The rear-wheel drive version, a lot of people thought that that version would not make it. They thought that would drop off, and it would be a dual motor, a tri-motor, and a quad motor. Next up, range. We were promised a maximum of over 500-mile range for the tri-motor. Did we get that? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a second. We were promised 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds for the tri-motor. We actually got that down to 2.6 seconds. We were promised a towing capacity for the tri-motor of 14,000 pounds. That did not happen. 11,000 pounds max for all three trims. And a little bit more on that later when we finally break down the final prices and everything. Payload 3,500 pounds is what we were promised. We got 2,500 pounds. We were promised a bed length of 6.5 feet, and we got a 6-foot bed. So not quite the same. We were promised storage capacity of 100 cubic feet of exterior lockable storage, including the vault, the frunk, and the sail pillars. Now, I don't know exactly how this is broken down in the current version of the Cybertruck, but we get 67 cubic feet of storage and 120 cubic feet of cargo. Don't ask me how that is broken down. I don't know. We originally promised a 17-inch touchscreen on the Cybertruck. We got an 18.5-inch touchscreen with a 9.4-inch touchscreen in the rear. We were promised 30X cold rolled stainless steel, and we got that. We were promised seating for 6 adults, and we got 5 adults in the current version. Up to 250 kilowatts of charging, that is still the same. And then 16 inches of ground clearance, we got an extra inch of ground clearance for that. So, you know, overall, there's some trade-offs. It's not exactly what we were promised. Some things are better, but not everything. So let me now get to the Cybertruck. And over the day, over today, and I think it's probably because people aren't hitting it quite as hard, you can actually go over to tesla.com/Cybertruck. You can look at what they have for specs, but I'm going to go ahead and read them to you now. So for the rear wheel drive version of this car, they don't give you a lot of information about it. They say that it's going to be available in 2025. It'll have a 250-mile range estimated. It'll go 0 to 60 in 6.5 seconds. That's the information we have. Now, it gives you a under the probable savings. You know how Tesla does that thing where they say that, well, if you buy an electric car, you're going to save this much money. Under the probable savings, this car will cost you an estimated $49,890, right? But the real price of this car, not the probable savings, but the actual price of this car is $60,990. So this version went from $39,900 to $60,900. And on top of that, Tesla is putting on the prices. They're not guaranteeing it's a $60,000 car. They're saying estimated $60,990. So you might say, well, that car is going to come out in 2025. Of course that they're going to estimate the price on that. What about the all-wheel drive? All right. So the all-wheel drive, we're looking at delivery in 2024, 340-mile range estimated. 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds, 112 miles per hour top speed, 600 horsepower, and then, you know, 11,000 pounds of towing, 7,435 pound-feet of torque. Okay? That vehicle is going to cost you $79,990. And that's an estimated. They're not even saying that this is the actual price. They're saying this is the estimated price. And I'm not seeing a lot of people talk about this, but it seems like if you're going to start delivering cars, and this is going to be delivered in 2024, if you're going to be delivering cars, you should probably have like a concrete price, not an estimated price. The probable savings on that all-wheel drive, Tesla says, is $68,990. So basically we got an $80,000 car. And then we got the Cyber Beast. And the Cyber Beast is fantastic in terms of specs, except for one place, right? First of all, it's an estimated $99,990. So $100,000 truck. deliveries in 2024. Now, you would think the Cyber Beast, this is the vehicle that is going to have all the bells and whistles. It's got, you know, 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds, 130 miles an hour top speed, 845 horsepower, 10,296 pound-feet of torque. You would think this truck has a pretty good range, right? 500-mile range is what was promised us. This truck has a range of 320 miles, which is insane. Now, it's 320 miles as it's sold, but you can buy a range extender that will fit in the bed of the truck, which is basically just an extra battery that gets popped onto the top, and it takes you from, what did I say, it was 320 miles to, and that's an estimated, to around 470 miles, between 440 and 470. So it's about 120 miles extra of range. So if you're interested in having more range, that's fine. You just need to plan on adding $16,000 more dollars to your purchase price, which would put you up over $116,000 or $115,000, which is that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And this range extender sits up closer to the cab, so it's in the bed. It looks like it's a part of the bed, but it's just like this little bump on the bed. It's like a little shelf on the bed. It's not ugly, but you're not going to be laying 2x4s flat in your bed if you get this. All right. Overall, my thoughts on this is I'm glad that Tesla has finally released the Cybertruck. I think that is fantastic. A lot of people said they weren't going to do it. At one point in time, I believe that they were going to do it, but it was going to be longer. Like, they built a whole factory for it. I just didn't think it was coming anytime soon. I did not think it was going to come in 2024 or even 2023. And that's why I bought my Model Y. I was just, you know, so many promises, no information. I went ahead and bought something else. And I'm glad I did, because I can't afford a $60,000 truck. That's just too much. I am very jealous of people who are going to be driving around these. And if you live in the Phoenix area and you're one of those 10 people that have a Cybertruck and you want me to buy you coffee in exchange for letting me put fingerprints on your stainless steel vehicle, you can email me, Bodie, Bodie, at 918digital.com. And you can also find me on X at 918digital. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I hope it was informative. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for listening to this show. I appreciate each and every one of you for doing that. All right, everybody, that is it for me. I will talk to you on Tuesday.
All right, thanks everyone for coming to this delivery event, and appreciate your support. This is really gonna, like I said, change the look of the roads, and finally the future will look like the future, and it's really gonna be something special. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.